The future of the Eel River is at a critical juncture as calls for the Trump administration to stop the dam removal of the Potter Valley project has furthered debate among environmental groups, farmers, and water managers. Alicia Heyman, director of Friends of the Eel River, joins us to discuss a complex issue of water security, ecological restoration, and infrastructure safety.
For 30 years now, Friends of the Eel River has been working for the recovery of the wild and scenic Eel River. And basically, since we were founded, our primary focus has been to see the dams in the Eel River headwaters removed. Among the many problems that they cause for the watershed, one of the more significant issues is that Scott Dam, which is the farther upstream of the two dams that comprise the Potter Valley Project, Scott Dam blocks access to over 280 miles of really excellent steelhead habitat. And, you know, steelhead on the Eel are famous for being these incredible athletic fish. And we have a remnant population of summer steelhead that are actually trapped behind that dam that we have a real opportunity here to revitalize by giving them access to the sea again. There's a number of other problems with the dam, but that's one thing that I always like to share with people because it is just such an exciting and hopeful opportunity.
The recent appeal by North Coast Farm Bureaus to the Trump administration frames dam removal as a threat to water security. But Heyman argues the real threat is the aging infrastructure itself.
It's really interesting to see them make this appeal that involves this safety element, because in requesting that the Trump administration halt or prevent removal of Scott Dam, these entities are really turning a blind eye to the existing very serious dam safety elements that we face at this project. It's no secret that 100-year-old infrastructure starts showing its age at some point, and PG&E has made it pretty clear that they are highly motivated by the dam safety concerns that have caused them to change the way they manage the project. They can no longer completely empty the reservoir, nor do they completely fill it. They have some gates at the top of Scott Dam that they'll never raise again because of the concern of the weight of all that water on the dam. And the structure is rated as a high hazard facility. That means that if it fails when the reservoir is full, it's going to cause fatalities downstream. And, you know, so to say that there's this health and safety element to keeping the dams is really, really backwards. You know, one thing that we have seen for years and years in the media is people claiming that there are 600,000 people who rely on this diversion, and that is not true. There are 600,000 people that are served by Sonoma Water's water system. There are a large number of people who rely on water in the Russian River watershed. But the truth is that Lake Sonoma, the larger of the two reservoirs in that system, holds water for multiple years, and most of those water users get their water from that source. There are, of course, agricultural interests that do rely on this diversion, and it's in their best interest to embrace this new proposal to have a more reliable diversion from the Eel that happens during the wet season. You know, yes, they do have the problem of water storage because they'll be receiving the water during the season when they don't necessarily need to be using it. But another issue with Scott Dam is that all of the sediment that's accumulated behind the dam threatens to collapse and block the only water outlet. And that makes for an incredibly unreliable water supply system. So the idea that water users are fighting to keep in place a system that is both extremely hazardous, but also provides for an unreliable water source for them is really, you know, bad for their northern neighbors, those of us here in the Eel watershed and folks who live in communities like Hearst, but it's also really doing a disservice to their own interests.
Heyman weighs in on the likelihood the Trump administration will heed those calls and what that would mean for those who continue to advocate for the dam removal.
I'll say this, I would be applying a certain level of rationality to this decision. I would be surprised if Trump was interested in putting forth the hundreds of millions of dollars that are necessary to upgrade the facility just to make it safe. the name of the game right now for his administration is cutting costs so that they can also cut taxes to the wealthy, right? They have to stop spending so much money because they're going to be taking in a lot less money. So the idea that they would choose to take on a project that is going to be quite expensive to bring it up to a standard that isn't threatening people's lives, I would be kind of surprised by that. That's applying a certain level of rationality to his decision making. And there have been a lot of nonsensical decisions made recently. And I do have some concerns that he might jump on an opportunity to stick it to the enviros, if you will. I will add, however, that the Trump administration is really not supportive of hardly anyone right now. You know, if they can't come around to supporting farmers in Iowa, why would they want to support the wine industry in California? And that's really what they would be doing by agreeing to this proposal from the Farm Bureau. I would overall be surprised if he took this on. If that unlikely event did occur, and say he ordered maybe the Bureau of Reclamation to take over the project, we would be shifting gears significantly. I would hope that the California Division of Safety of Dams would engage in a real serious manner to really emphasize how the risk that any agency operating this project is taking on, and it would significantly change our strategy.
At the heart of this debate is a proposed diversion plan that aims to balance ecological needs with agricultural water requirements. Heyman shares the Friends of the Eel River's view on the proposed diversion.
You know, I will start off by with two clarifying statements. One is that dam removal and the people are calling the New Eel Russian facility, or NERF, that's the term that we're using for this new diversion. Those are two separate things. PG&E is in charge of dam removal, and they are pushing ahead with that, with or without a plan for a future diversion. Separately, but on a parallel track, is the plan for this new diversion, which was developed by a coalition of stakeholders that includes Sonoma Water, the Mendocino Inland Water and Power Commission, Round Valley Indian Tribes, Humboldt County, California Trout Unlimited, and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Those seven entities have negotiated for several years now to come up with this plan for future diversions. Now, as far as what Friends of the Eel River would prefer to see, you know, to be honest, we would prefer to see all of the Eel River's water stay in the Eel River watershed. However, looking closely at the water availability analysis that some of the consulting engineers did over a period of several years, we see that there is an amount of water that the eel can spare without causing ecological harm to the eel. And the run-of-the-river diversion infrastructure that's been designed still allows for fish passage. It doesn't create a reservoir, which comes with a number of ecological problems like sediment starvation downstream of the reservoir, mercury accumulation, creating an ideal habitat for invasive species like the pike minnow. So having the run-of-river diversion and having a diversion allotment that only allows for what the eel can spare without harming the river is something that we can live with if it means an agreement for timely dam removal and getting those steelhead and chinook and lamprey, like allowing species to move back and forth past the former project location. We recognize that without this deal, those water users might continue to fight dam removal, which, when PG&E presents their final plan to FERC this summer, it could mean that FERC then spends years sifting through complaints and, you know, looking at so many different kinds of interests and comments that we really lose a precious opportunity to protect the runs of steelhead and other native fish in the eel that we have right now. So for us, time is of the essence. And we also appreciate that the diversion deal includes a number of metrics that really require water users to show that they're making progress towards self-sustainability within their own watershed. So it's likely that in 30 years, or possibly as long as 50 years, when this deal is reevaluated, it may end at that point, which is something that we would be really pleased to see.
Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.